You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A recent report by the New Zealand Union of Students Associations has found that students require urgent financial relief as rent prices reach record highs. BFM's Tash All-Timbers spoke to NZUSA President Jonathan Gee about why students are struggling to keep up with rising costs.
Well, I think what we see is that there is, in general, a housing crisis here in New Zealand, particularly in Auckland. The data that we've found is that the rent price for a three-bedroom house in Auckland has risen over the last 5 years by $75 to now $250 per week. So when the student allowance plus accommodation benefit is only $217, it's not too hard to realise why students are struggling to make ends meet.
And in terms of alternative ways to secure income, surely as part-time jobs, for example, is this not enough for students to live on comfortably?
Yeah, so what we found in our survey as well is that the average student during the academic year, they work about 13 hours per week. Yes, obviously a bit of part-time work is important and is good for you. But when that's cutting into full-time study as well, and when a lot of students actually also need to supplement that with parental support, I think that creates real problems in terms of students struggling to make ends meet.
So what do you think the government should do to address this?
So I think they can do a number of things. The main thing is that obviously 40% of tertiary students, they live in Auckland. So we see there's a real problem here in Auckland, particularly with rent prices. So one of our recommendations is around introducing a housing grant as part of the student allowance to provide some urgent relief to these students. The other thing that we're pushing for as well is to get the government to unfreeze the parental income threshold for eligibility for student allowance. So only a third of students have access to the student allowance. That's the money you don't have to pay back, that you're not borrowing. And 24,000 less students have had access to this over the last 5 years. So what we're calling on the government to do is unfreeze that income threshold and raise that to allow more students have access to money they don't have to pay back, as opposed to borrowing and eating into the student loan balance, which I think nationally now is over $15 billion.
So just going back to the report, are there any significant findings that you'd like to expand on at all?
Yeah, I think one of the other findings that we saw was that it was a third of students say that they struggle to meet at least one item of basic need to fulfil the necessities of life. So I think, you know, when you have a demographic where a third of them are saying that they're struggling to make ends meet in that way, that creates some real issues in terms of what we should do in supporting that demographic.
And is there anything else that you'd like to say about this?
I think I've covered most things. I think the other thing as well is that another finding in the survey is that 78 of student respondents said that they felt that their student debt would have a significant impact on their ability to retire or to have some retirement savings towards the end of their working lives. And I think it shows that this whole issue around student support and issue around student debt is actually a real public policy issue, and we need to start having a conversation about how are we supporting our students to have an education.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.